Now, Lydia, you had some other issues.
Yes. Well, we're going to be considering tomorrow night, and by the way, it's our second streamed working group meeting tomorrow night at 8:30 Eastern. And we are going to be seriously addressing the convention. Well, it's not that we haven't tried doing this before, by the way, but the motion that was passed by the PNB last October is very specific and says, gives us till March 31st of next year to have the convention, and then says there must be 6 months' notice for that convention. Well, we don't even know what the convention is at this juncture, and I think in several signal areas there is a great deal of debate as to what it should be, and nowhere near consensus. So we have to come out of our working group with a recommendation to the PNB, because it either has to announce the convention, has to be announced in September at the same meeting, or we need to postpone it by a month or do something. But because it requires 6 months, then it either needs to be announced in September or rescheduled in September.
Or we change the rules about noticing.
About,
we could make it 5 months.
The other thing is, but some action has to be on the agenda for the September meeting regarding the convention.
Well, is that something you can do between now and the next governance committee meeting so that we'll get it on the agenda for September?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll propose probably one of the three options, right?
Now, can I just ask a question? Given our financial, really dire situation right now, this thing's going to cost us money that we may already not have, and I'm wondering what the thoughts about that are.
Well, in all of the stations' budget, it's already been budgeted at 15, right? The same as a PMB meeting, in case it's an in-person meeting. Deb Shafto is going to look into what they were talking about, a virtual convention in Houston. And in other places, they were talking about video conferencing from all the signal areas, which I think the cost for that would be as prohibitive, if not more. But because if you were in any kind of a facility that would lend itself to that, that alone is going to be like renting five places instead of one to have a convention. And so I don't know how feasible that would be. But although I think it would be wonderful in the sense that you would have far more people involved, because it would be all five stations, and you know, you'd have 100 people from each station instead of, you know, just a couple. But so it's a controversial thing until we can find out the amount. I think the dollar amount is clearly going to be an overriding thing. However, the other thing that I think is going to be very important and can be passed as policy, the bylaws already specify that the bylaws changes made by the national board in the 12-month period, unless they vote by two-thirds to change that. I personally would like to see bylaws amendments possible at every single in-person PMB meeting for the next year. That would allow us to change some of the glaring things and then have other policy votes, so that we can get a bunch of stuff off the table in case we can't afford to have a convention right now. I don't know how deep the financial crisis is. Maybe by then it will be alleviated. But in any event, we have to leave our options open. And that, by the way, is one of the reasons we also move forward, because there are mechanisms in the bylaws that allow us to make some of these necessary changes without the convention. There are things that will have to be duped out at the convention. There are clearly controversial items that remain controversial. So I don't know how you can avoid a convention, but in terms of when that has to be, I would say it's still rather debatable, because we haven't come to a consensus that I can get a sense of, unless someone else knows something. So if you want to find out more about this, you might want to tune into our stream conversation tomorrow night.
Okay, I hope you guys can deal with that. There is one other item, which is there was an email posted on one of the list today's suggesting that the cart that's announcing the bylaws amendment has a problem, and that the problem is that it suggests that the board has the this is from Myla Reason. She said, the National Board is not proposing the amendment. They agreed to consider the proposed amendment. So the text of the thing...
No, I think that the text is... Well, I haven't heard the local cart.
According to what this says, it says, in accordance with the Pacifica bylaws, the National Board has proposed an amendment that adjusts the timetable for electing delegates.
Okay, then it just has to be changed to 6 directors from the next.
Can I tell you what it says specifically? Because
yeah.
I wrote it and did it.
Sure, Bob, Rob.
Yeah, but this is bylaw, and I think Mondo did his own card.
Well, it says in accordance with the Pacifica bylaws, 6 directors proposed an amendment.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, I suspect that she listened to it on our air, so... Would you be willing, Rob, to take on contacting Mondo and just checking to be sure that they use your language?
Well, they don't have to use it. They just have to change that because they were tweaking with time and the length of the cart and all of that. All the stations are probably running a modified version, depending on how much time they had. I can contact Mondo.
You'll take responsibility
for that?
Yes,
I will take responsibility and have him make sure that he says 6 directors.
Right.
And Lydia, the question came up as to whether it was one amendment or more than one amendment.
No, it just says an amendment, the amendment. It's always referred to in the singular. If someone has modified that, then they need to go back and look at the text of the original language.
Okay, is there anything further on this the bylaws working group? Yes, Jane?
Our LSB wondered if we can vote on this at a regular meeting in September prior to the PMB vote.
Oh, that's right. I still don't have my bylaws in front of me. Who has that section that says
There's
it has to
that
be?
Says that we can't.
I have it here.
What is the language, Serene? You have the bylaws in front of you.
Yeah, it simply says that the proposed amendment must be approved by the majority of all directors on the board and by the majority vote of all of the delegates of at least 3 of the foundation radio stations. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within the same calendar month as the board.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter whether it's before or after.
Well, actually it does, because otherwise you'd only have 1 week to do it. Yes, I'm sorry. Serene, go ahead.
I think you guys can go ahead and do it if you're having your regular meeting before the National Board meeting, but you may very well still have to have a second meeting if, in fact, the language is amended.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
Even if it's, a very minor change, it would still not... I think we don't want the headache of someone challenging whether or not you voted on the correct amendment.
Right. But the odds are, if people look at that, and if there are no grammatical errors or commas out of place... then the motion we just passed would prohibit any other changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that you look at it, and once you convince yourself that there are no grammatical errors, then I agree completely with what Serene said.
Well, now, was that Jane? So is that PFW this meeting before?
Yeah, we have our regular meeting September, I think, 14th. It's the second Wednesday of September. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
any further discussion?
Just quite point of information. What time is tomorrow night's working group?
8:30 Eastern.
Okay, thanks.
Finance committee is going to be, but you should know, on this call starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, and I hope we'll be done in 2.5 hours. But I'm sure Jane's going to enjoy being on. Are you on that working group, Jane?
Yeah.
So you're doing the 5-hour, you're pulling the 5-hour one. I did that last week.
I might fall a little short tomorrow. We'll see.
Okay, any other discussion on this?
How do we know if that's going on? Just by tuning into the streaming?
That'd be
a different code.
Oh, is it? Okay.
We can use a different code.
Yeah. I guess so.
Which group uses a different code?
We use the same code as this one. We can communicate on the email list about codes if necessary.
Okay.
We could use the other one.
Okay. The other groups, you said you're in communication with other committees on these points? Okay.
With the election committee, right?
Well, no, but in the working group, are people from all of the various stations and their correlating committees.
I just want to be sure, I'm not clear. This is the Bylaws Convention Working Group. Is it going to play a role in considering or bringing forth other bylaws proposals itself between now and the convention.
Yeah. If they're non-controversial, that's fine.
Only if they're not. I thought we were just starting with non-controversial.
Well, I mean, we only,
from my understanding, we ventured into this timeline thing again out of the whole timeline with the convention. That's how we ended up going here as a priority thing to move forward, regardless of the convention. I can't foresee too much on the other right now because our priority really is this convention is like enough. It's like huge.
But just to be clear, any group of directors or anybody who fits the provisions in the bylaws can come forth with an amendment through whatever process.
Oh, absolutely, because ultimately it was not our group that proposed the amendment. It was six directors.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We ready to move on? Great. The next thing is the policy on contracts for approval, and we just haven't, I was convening that. We haven't met. The financial stuff between the budgets, the local finance committee, and the national has just been too overwhelming. I'm wondering whether someone else on the working group would be willing to take charge of being the convener of that, because we do need to meet and we do need to get this proposal through, and I think we're close, but we have one more go-around to do. So would somebody else take the responsibility for being convener and also for contacting? We were going to contact some of the GMs or all the GMs around the network and ask for their input.
Didn't we have someone to do that?
Pardon me?
Didn't we have someone who volunteered to do that?
We may have. I need to look at the minutes in order to be able to see that. I can go back and look at the minutes, but would somebody be willing at this point right now to take on being the convener and being responsible for following up on all the things we said that were duly recorded by our Paul and our Lynn?
Yep, someone has a lot of that.
Do you hear the crackling on the line?
Yeah,
I do.
Rob, you're most recent. Could that be your cell phone?
No, I think, this is Bob, I think it might be mine, so I'll hang up and call in again.
No, just do *6.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm not hearing it now.
That would help
case,
if it's
so.
The line.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
Happening now. So
okay.
Yeah, it's not happening
so
now.
So it can't be Bob.
All right, so would somebody be willing, let's see, Grace, I already asked you.
Yeah, I would do it, except I'm not going to be here.
When is it?
When do you leave?
I leave on the 9th. But, you know, I'm going to be kind of...
Yeah, busy.
Busy beforehand.
Okay. Who, anyone?
When is it?
Well, we haven't scheduled it.
Hmm.
I'm just asking, would somebody take charge of, like, keeping track of the fact that they need to schedule it, figure out which date, send out whatever we agreed to send out, et cetera, et cetera? Okay, I guess not. I'll do it.
I'm not on it, so...
Right. Okay.
Who else here is on it? Let's just find out who...
Wasn't it Bob?
It's been a floating membership.
It's been a floating... It's been something I've been wanting to join, but I'm just too overwhelmed with our...
I'll do it. I'll just do it.
What are you talking about, Dave?
Contracts.
The contracts approval.
Okay.
Working group. We've had, I think, 5 or 6 different people on it over the course of it. I'll take care of it. All right.
Mm.
There's nothing else
pending
at this time. Is there any on that? Does anybody have anything else they'd like to raise on that topic before we move to the code of conduct? Okay. If not, then let's go on to code of conduct. Mary, is that your working group?
I guess it's
convener?
Still me, and we're trying to set up a meeting for mornings.
Okay.
Because that seems to be a time we can meet. So I think, I don't know, we might meet next week with any luck.
Have you not been meeting? Is that
we haven't met because nobody has said when they could meet. I haven't had anybody, except Grace was interested in doing it, so we're proceeding to, she can meet in the morning, so.
Oh, well, that's the best time for me.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and do that and hope that other people can join, but nobody else has
stepped up,
come forward.
Okay. The last thing on the agenda is new business, if any. Does anybody have new business to propose?
I have a small thing. This is Mary Berg. I mean,
go ahead.
You know, on some email list, it was raised about the posting of the minutes on the PNB site, on the Pacifica site.
That's right.
All those things were there. Now they're not there. I have tried to post things there. I sent them to Pete, what's his name?
Caracas.
Yeah. And, you know, nothing happened, and I don't know how we get anything posted. I don't see anything current that's posted up there. And what happened? Why were all those things taken off? Was it a mistake? And I've asked, and I don't get an answer. I mean, I know when I first got on these committees that minutes were there, and also the audio of many things, because I was listening to it. And later, you just get this loop or this and that, but that stuff, I cannot find it on the site anymore.
Rob, were you trying to say something?
Yeah, I was just saying, my experience, Mary, and I understand your frustration, but if I were you, I would just call Pete and get him to tell you what the problem is.
Okay.
Would you like me to give you his numbers?
Yes, that would be real
helpful.
Not to
everyone.
Maybe you can email it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give them to you in Braille.
Okay, I like that. And Mary, when you find out, could you let me know? Because I'm secretary of the coordinating committee, and the person who was posting that was asking where are the minutes of that. And I thought when I sent it to the board that our secretary sent it on to that. At least that used to always be the case last year.
It's just that nothing happens when you send it on. It just doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, well, if you could track that down and let me know, that would be a big help.
Okay.
People are wanting to see that.
Great.
Now
Rob is going to email me this phone number? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anything else people would like to raise?
Just a question for Mary. Can you send a notice to the whole committee when you nail down the time of your working group?
Yeah, actually, all working groups, I think, should be...
I thought I had. I had. Okay, you didn't get that?
No.
Okay.
You just said it. You just decided it on tonight's call, right?
Well,
Mary, maybe we can stay on a few minutes after the meeting is adjourned and to work out. I have my calendar in front of me to work out a date for next week.
If I don't have to leave because of my moving situation, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think that concludes the agenda.
Thank you very much, folks.
When is the next meeting?
The next meeting is August 25th, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
I will have to miss that.
Okay.
I move to adjourn.
Any objection?
No.
Then we'll see you all next month. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So, Grace, you're still here.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see.
Wait a minute. Now,
and Mary, are you going to be able to make tomorrow night? Because I know Fridays are rough for you.
Well, yeah, because I have to.